Here's the question. Am I Reister or am I wrong? I'm going to tell you the real reason why LeBron James and the Lakers are losing right now. Everybody's trying to say, oh, it's LeBron's fault. Oh, it's Luke Walton's fault. Genie Buss. It's the roster. It's the young cats. Everybody's getting blamed for this, and it is none of those things all by themselves. You know what it is? This is all about a miscalculation. This is a miscalculation by LeBron. This is a miscalculation by the NBA analysts. Think they're smarter than everybody. What this is about is LeBron James underestimated the strength of the Western Conference. He knew the Western Conference was stronger, but he made it to the finals 8 years in a row in the East and thought it was just going to be a cakewalk, a foregone conclusion that making it to the playoffs in the Western Conference was going to happen because he was LeBron James. It don't work like that in the Western Conference. It's not even close. And everybody thinks that things are balanced because you're in different conferences, that you play everybody equally. But you don't. If you are an Eastern Conference team, you only play 30 games against Western Conference teams. That means you play 52 against Eastern Conference opponents. And everybody knows that they're not as good. Look at this season, for example. In the Western Conference, the Lakers are sitting at 10th. The Pelicans are sitting at 12th. Like the Western Conference has 12 teams that would be in the playoffs if they were in the East right now. 12 teams that could potentially be in the playoffs. Do you realize how insane that is? Because when you look at the East, all you got is the Bucks, the Raptors, the 76ers, and the Celtics. I'm not even counting the Pacers because their best player is out in Victor Oladipo. So everybody, oh, it's Luke Walton's fault. How about the fact that Luke Walton, with these same young guys that are taking all the blame right now, they won 35 games last year. 35. But now all of a sudden they suck? No, there's one common denominator. LeBron is getting old. That is the truth. He's still putting up 27-7-6 or whatever it is. But this is coming to time because I like LeBron James, the person. I like the things that he stands for. But here is the thing that people really have to acknowledge, that we are hitting the end of his career. This is like the back end of Kobe's career. When people were like, oh, he's still the best. I don't know about that. I think Kevin Durant's a little bit better right now. A little more dominant than LeBron. I mean, because really, the Lakers have 16 games left at this point in time. And if they get hot, mind you, they only have 30 wins right now. If they get hot, they may win 9 out of the 16 games. That'll put them at 39 and that'll put them at 39 and 43. That would only be 4 games better than last year. And you added LeBron. So LeBron James is only worth 4 wins right now? I mean, really think about that and consider that. So do not accept it. His teammates deserve some blame because the young cats acted immature about the Anthony Davis trade stuff. This is reality. Anthony Davis is better. And you can't get equal value in the NBA for a top 5 player. I mean, think about it. How many players, really, truthfully, is Kevin Durant worth? If you were to trade Kevin Durant to, like, the Pelicans, how many players on that team would he really be worth? All of them, literally, except for Anthony Davis. Like, you could trade the whole team, and you couldn't get the same production and value back. And you don't have enough roster spots for that. So you can't. So the young guys got to get out of their feelings, first of all. And then LeBron, listen. You got to go into activate mode way earlier, buddy, because this is the Western Conference. There is no games allowed. You can, some of that little, you know, some of that easy cakewalk, we can turn it on to get into the playoffs. That works in the East. That doesn't work in the West. So when it comes to blame, I got to put it on the feet of LeBron, his handlers, and all these people, and the NBA experts that pumped this team up and thought that they were going to do something special. I predicted them to be a 7 or 8 seed. And then they fell below expectations. But I'm not accepting that Luke Walton's got to be fired. The young cat's got to be traded. Because when you look at what they did last year versus what they did this year, it's not even the same. There's one common denominator. Somebody's attitude. Somebody's not playing defense. Somebody's taking up all the air in the room. Because even though I like LeBron, The truth is, it is hard to play with him. When you look at players besides Dwayne Wade, especially for bigs, like, he turns them into jump shooters like he did with Chris Bosh, like he did with Kevin Love, changes their game, turns everybody into spot-up shooters. That hurts people's game. Everybody else gets blamed. Oh, he doesn't have enough help. Teammates aren't doing enough. Coach sucks. Gotta fire the coach. Why is this always a theme surrounding LeBron? And I like LeBron, but facts are facts. Like, we cannot ignore the truth that's sitting right in front of our face. Now, am I Reister? Or am I wrong?